Blog Talk Radio.
Good night, everyone. This is Jacqueline Granville. Chat with Jackie by night. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, all of my listeners. Today is Friday, the 18th of September, 2015. And it's 11 o'clock, so I'm doing a couple of advertisements and a conversation with a lot of my wonderful listeners. I want to say thank you. I checked in my Blog Talk Radio and I checked on the archives and I had like 35 listeners just listening to the archives alone. Thank you so much. I just really want to say thank you. Before I go into any form of advertisements or to advertise about myself, I want to say shout out, thank you. Respect to my wonderful mentor, Michael Goga. Phenomenal. Wonderful. I went on to his show to advertise about Jackie's Angels, Pearly White Networks Incorporated. And the thing I like about him is that I was able to practice, make my blunders on his show. If some of my listeners remember, I would go on Michael's show 12 o'clock or 12:30 every Saturday. I would have a cup of coffee or a Diet Coke or a beer or a glass of wine, and I would sit down and I would talk with Michael. Michael, I always want to say thank you. I never want to come on the show and, you know, listen to the show and I have forgotten to say thank you to my wonderful mentor, Michael Goga. I know he's busy. I know he's doing a lot of things, so he's kind of busy. There's times when he is not. He's just not on the radio because of just being busy. Changes. So I hope there will be a day at some point in time when I will be able to go back onto the show with my wonderful mentor. When I have my radio show and I talk about what I do and I talk about sometimes what's expected of a personal caregiver, home health aide, CNA, going into somebody's home, working with an agency or going into a facility to work with, you know, their clients. So I don't ever want to forget that my wonderful mentor, Michael Goga, was the one that got me on this radio show. When I advertise myself, I can send my archive to an email, to Facebook, to Twitter. There's so many things that I can do. Somebody listens. Sometimes even before they listen to the radio show, they'll say, Jackie, please, can you come and work with us? Or can you send somebody to come and work with us? So sometimes it takes a lot to just sit down and write what one is going to say on an archive. But these archives, they sell. They really sell that person. They sell what that person is thinking, what that person believes in. And if it wasn't for Michael Goga, I basically wouldn't be on you know, the radio show talking now. So I am just so grateful for that wonderful person. I know he's just busy, going through a lot of changes, making changes. So that's the reason why he's not on the show with me. But pray, keep your fingers crossed that we will get to that point where we're on again. Phenomenal human being. Phenomenal person. A person with compassion. A wonderful father. A wonderful family man. I am so grateful. I really am. So I just kind of wanted to say that. I wanted to kind of get that kind of out of the way. I should be going to go and do my NCLEX exam very, very soon. I'm very excited. A little nervous because I don't test very well. So that's okay. For some of you who are just listening to the archive and you don't know, well, who is Jacqueline Granville? Who is this person? I am a home health aide. Professional skilled home health aide. I live in Plantation, Florida. I am originally from. I was born in London, England, Croydon in Mayday Hospital. So I came over when I was in 1976. I went to New York, and then I went to New Jersey, Morristown and Plainfield, New Jersey. Then I went back to New York, and then I came to wonderful Florida. Florida is kind of my roots from England to New York to Florida, because this is where I've had my, you know, I've had a family, I have my beautiful sons. So this is kind of my second set of roots. It's very hard for me to say I'm going to leave, because this is where I had my family, my sons. Does anybody want to know who my sons are? My sons are Akeem. Akeem is another one. Wonderful, compassionate, very quiet, very observant, but he such a wonderful person to me. My other son, Stedman, wonderful. One is 6'6", and the other one is, I think, if I'm correct, 5'11". Wonderful. They kind of, you know, when you see them, they kind of stand out. Just wonderful sons. So I'm kind of grateful for that. I don't want to only advertise that I sound like an advertisement on the television. I want you to kind of hear my voice, so you know, so that I come over to you also as a human being. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my little niece, my little wonderful niece. I'm grateful for my brother. I'm grateful for my father, you know, my father, my mother, my parents, my family. I was talking to somebody the other day, and she just happened to know who my parents are, And she says, "Jackie, you've got a big family." And I said, "Yeah, I've got a big family." So I am grateful for that big family when I'm talking to my wonderful listeners. I'm so grateful that, you know, I have such a big group of listeners, New York, California, West Palm Beach, Boston. I am so grateful. I am a home health aide. I've been to a couple of schools. Sometimes I've gone to school part-time. Sometimes I've gone to school full-time. I have gone to a school that they call, what was it, MedVance. Then I went to Miami-Dade College in Miami, on University Boulevard, which turns into 27th Avenue. Then I went to Kaplan, very interesting school. And then I went to Jersey College. I talk about my last school where I met some wonderful, just phenomenal instructors. Those were the ones that kind of put their foot down. You know, sometimes I've mentioned them by Miss K, Miss P, well, Instructor Adriana, Instructor Kim, you know, and the list goes on. Instructor W, just wonderful. Instructor Rona, just wonderful, wonderful. They stand over you. They explain a lot of things in the classes. If they can say something else that they think you will remember or connect with that actual issue, they will do it. I have an instructor that will go back into what our ancestors did with this particular situation or this particular medication. So I've really been blessed with some wonderful instructors. I have been blessed with some wonderful classmates, students, other students like myself who were in the same class. Some of us, I was lucky enough, I was blessed enough that we went from quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, quarter four, or we went to Miami-Dade and we did, you know, a different class. Or we went to Kaplan and we went through classes together. So I'm so grateful for all of the friends, all the friends that I've met, and all of the friends that I still know. Very important, very important. I do not take it for granted when I'm having conversations. Sometimes it's conversations with the same person every day, and we're discussing and we're debating. And many a times that conversation, sometimes you may get a little worried or you may feel a little low. But I am grateful for those wonderful conversations that I get to have. I am grateful for people who push me, say, come on, Jackie, we can do it. If there's a stop here, we'll move and we'll go around there. I am grateful. If I haven't said it to you to your face, I'm saying it on air. I thank you. I'm grateful. Please forgive me, you know, the whole thing. I just love you and I thank you. Okay? Very, very, just very grateful. And when I said that, that comes from a wonderful speaker named Joe Vitale. Okay, wonderful. So I want to say that. I want to humble myself. I am grateful. I work with lawyers. I work with accountants. I work with social workers. I even work for doctors. I will do everything in my capacity to make my client happy. Whether it's a long-term case, some of my clients don't like when I say a case, but whether it's a long-term case, whether it's a short, maybe it's a short, maybe it's a hospice. I've gone in on some hospice cases. Wonderful. The families are wonderful. The mother or the father, the parent, you know, who have such a wonderful family. I am so honored. I'm so honored for every family that allows me into their home. Because I am coming into that home as a stranger. I'm not your relative. I'm not your daughter. I come in as a stranger. So when I come into your home to work private duty, to take care of your wife, to take care of you, I am grateful. I don't go into work and come in and expect to get a paycheck. And I may not say it when I'm in that particular place, but in my heart, that's what I feel. I am grateful. I'm grateful for all of the clients that I've had. Some of the clients are friends that I can pick up the phone and I can make a phone call. I can call New York. I can call Boston. I can call West Palm Beach. I am grateful for each and every client that I've had. So I just want to say that again, north, west, east, and south. I am so grateful. Who am I? What do? I'm a home health aide. I've been a home health aide for over 20 years. Does that mean I'm old? No. At least I don't think I'm old. I'm what? A seasoned caregiver? Call it whatever you want. I'm Jacqueline Granville, and I am so good at what I do. I'm so good at what I do as a professional skilled home health aide. Am I good as a radio host? Nah. Nope. But I am so good when it comes to taking care of my clients, taking care of a client that maybe I may just go in for 4 hours, because 4 hours is the minimum of what I do. I could be going to a house, open up the door, check, make sure everything's okay, make sure turn on the car, make sure the car starts. There's all those things. My minimum is 4 hours. If I was to go for 3 hours, for 2 hours, for an hour, that's stupid. So my minimum is 4 hours. Being that my minimum is 4 hours, and it can be 8 hours, 12 hours, maybe 24 hours, but then I would have to be paid hourly. If you want a living caregiver, professional, skilled home health aide to come and live in, that's not a problem. I can find that person. If you have any questions, my name is Jacqueline Granville. My number is 954-394-9461. I work with a group of the best professional skilled home health aides, professional skilled CNAs, patient, tech, care, aides, I work with the best. Why are they the best? Because we have worked on cases together. I'm not just going to meet somebody and recommend them to you, and I haven't worked with that person. I've met some just wonderful, you know, when it comes to in-home health aides. I've worked with them. I've maybe even known them for 20 years. Maybe I've known them from the agency that I was affiliated with for over 10 years. And I've known them and I've worked with them. And if I cannot go and do a case, I will call that person and say, what hours can you fill in? Or what hours can you do? So it's minimum of 4 hours, up to 24 hours. Maybe I will go in the day and I will get somebody to come and do nights. Maybe I will do around the clock 24 hours. Okay? I will still do that when I get my NCLEX license. It's not going to stop. It's not going to change. The only difference is that I have a license in my hand. Do I wish I had that license 20 years ago? Yes. Do I wish I had that license 30 years ago? Yes. Do I wish I had that? Do I wish I went to school or went to one of those schools that the last year in high school you get to go into maybe into a hospital because maybe you want to work as a nurse or you want to work in a profession and they offer you that at that school? Do I wish I did it? Yes. But as they say, nothing happens before the time. Nothing happens before the time. So if anybody needs a skilled professional healthcare aide, soon to be nurse, please give me a call. Also, email me at jgranville, G-R-A-N-V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, 1011 at hotmail.com. You can also send me an email on my Gmail, which is jgranville101@gmail.com. I really do not do a lot of communicating. I kind of just check in the Gmail and then come out. A lot of people are using the Gmail and they're not using the Hotmail. I'm a Hotmail person. So either way, if you need me, you send me a message. And highlight it. Heard your Blog Talk Radio listener, or I heard your show on Blog Talk Radio. Otherwise, I'll look and not recognize it, and then I will just kind of delete it. Okay, so send me an email. You can call me anytime. If I don't get to pick up the phone, what you do, you leave a message. I will get back to you. I also communicate. I've been interviewed on Facebook. On the little messenger, I've been interviewed, and I've gone straight to a case after talking to the person on Facebook. Okay. I'm also available on Skype. Skype, I can be interviewed on Skype. Plus, I usually carry my computer, so when I carry my computer, I can use the Skype for my client when they're communicating to their client, you know, their family, their children, their friends, their brother, their sister, their family. That's part of what I do. I have yet to see that happen on other cases. I've never seen a home health aide, professional skilled aide, take their computer or use their Skype to help their client communicate with their family. It may at some point appear to be a lot of work, but it really is not. When you're used to doing it, you will do it, or you will get it done. So that's part of my work. What do? I will either drive. I will either drive my client, male or female, to different appointments, to the doctors. I will do personal care. Okay, I provide a total spectrum of care. A total spectrum of care that I don't see a lot of caregivers, whether nurses, whether home health aides do. I do it. I clean. If a house has to be cleaned, I will mop. I will water the plants. There's so many things I do. There's so many things I do. I document. I write what happened that day. I write what happens with my client that day. I write a note to myself if that client had a bad day. It's wonderful if they could have good days. And if they have a bad day, I try and I help them through that bad day. So there's a lot of things that I am just really happy for. There's a lot of things I do very well. That is why I'm on blogtalkradio.com, and I'm talking to a lot of my listeners. I'm really flabbergasted. I thought, well, I haven't been on the radio long enough, and well, I took a break while I was at school. I was surprised when I saw how many listeners were listening to my show, was listening to my archive. I am going to call you and let you know when I can have a call-in where my guests can call in just to ask questions. Okay. I am available, as everybody knows, I am available for, I'm going to give you the areas, West Palm Beach, including Boca, Deerfield, the beach area, A1A, Pompano, Lighthouse Point, Coal Springs, okay, Tamarack, Fort Lauderdale. And forgive me if somebody has been listening and I haven't mentioned a city, or, you know, forgive me for not saying that. Because we work with high-end clients, I try and I hit certain areas where I know the majority of clients are. So you know, as I said, West Palm Beach, Tamarack, Western. I have never worked in Western. I've worked in Fort Lauderdale, beach area. I worked on a case in Davie. Okay, we can also work in Hollywood. Hollandale Beach, Miami, I think I've worked on one case in Miami, and attention to Ocean Reef residents in Key Largo, Florida, okay? I've really have worked hard. I've sent letters to elder care lawyers, period, social workers, accountants. I've really done my hardest to just send all of my advertisement to just certain areas. Las Olas Boulevard, okay? I've just sent some advertisement to Plantation Preservation, which is basically facing me. I can just kind of walk there. Got a big golf club there, golf club and you name it. So I don't want to avoid certain places. I will get there. Wherever you are, I will get there. I can be interviewed on Skype. I can also be interviewed over the phone. You can send me information on my email, jgranville1011@hotmail.com. You can send me a message on Facebook, Jacqueline Granville, Plantation, Florida, on Facebook. You can send me a message there. We can connect on Facebook and we can see each other through that messenger thing where you can actually see the person. You can see me and I can see you, and this is on my phone. Oh, I get so excited. So there's so many things that I can do. I am the best of the best. I never forget. My father says, what makes you so good at what you do? I don't know. I'm just the best. I have gone on cases, and there's been a caregiver there, and when I come on, it's either they ask me for more hours, or maybe they are able to compare kind of what I do compared to maybe what the caregiver before has been doing. Is it good? I don't know. All I know is that I want to please people, I want to be professional, and I want to take care of them as if they were my family. I want to do my family and everything within reason. We do personal care. We do cooking. We wash the clothes. We change the bed. We went into a case where the bed was probably being changed every week, every 2 weeks. When it got to the next stage, we started changing that bed like every 2 days, every 3 days. We, you know, I was working with another wonderful nurse, and we split the week in half. I would be there half of the week, and the other nurse would be there the other half of the week. And we changed that bed 2 times, 3 times. We mopped the floor basically every evening. We mopped that floor. We checked to see if there was enough clothes to wash. We watered the plants every day. We cooked grilled chicken, you name it, chicken, salmon. We baked, we grilled, you name it, we did it. We are basically the best at what we do. I mentioned Florida. I was getting away with just talking to my listeners. I forgot to mention also, attention, New York City. If somebody needs me in New York City, I will go. All you have to do is give me a call. We make arrangements. We make arrangements with the tickets. You tell me what you want. I'll tell you what I want. I'll tell you what's expected, and we will go from there. I will go to New York City. I will go to New Jersey. Okay? I will go to upstate New York. I will go to New York City and all surrounding areas. New York City, you know, west part of New York City, East Manhattan. I will go to all of those areas. You just give me a call. I've done a lot of advertisement. I've done a lot of advertisement with a wonderful little company named 5R. So I can send you a lot of advertisement plus my own. Okay. I work with a lot of high-end clients. And, you know, I'm just wonderful. I am wonderful, but I am also grateful. I've never been on a case and somebody said, hey, you have to go. I am not happy. The only way you do not like me is if maybe you do not like the color of my skin. And I've seen that happen maybe once in a blue moon. I've seen that happen once in a blue moon, and this was maybe years ago, in the 80s, in the 90s, where clients wanted who they wanted. But I've gone on a case, and it's been very challenging. And we work with every aspect in the health field. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. We work with, there isn't a case that I haven't gone to where I've had to walk away because it was so much of a challenge. Okay, cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. We work with men, we work with women. I have 2 male professional skilled aides. Excellent. One of the male aides speaks Spanish. Just wonderful. If anybody has any questions, please, again, call me, Jacqueline Granville, at 954-394-9461. If I do not pick up, leave a message. I will get back to you as soon as I can. Or I will call you and say, look, I'll get back to you at this time. Okay? If anybody has any questions, give me a call. This is Jacqueline Granville, and it is Friday, the 18th of September, 2015. I'm so grateful for all of my listeners. I was really surprised to see so many listeners had listened to my last archive. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. I thank everybody. I thank everybody who's listening, Florida, New York, New Jersey. I had some listeners in California. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to me. I will be back soon, and thank you again. I am grateful. Bye-bye.